The text of this Kele'e Ofu was as follows. Your Right Reverence, I have heard that you have become worthy to receive from our common Father Creator full pardon for the transgressions of your youth, and that you are now leaving my native land forever. For this reason, I, an old being, very much wish to see you and bless you personally for the last time, and also through your person to thank all the beings of your tribe for their constant good relations with the beings of my native land for so many years. At the end of this Kele'e Ofu was the postscript, I would come myself to your house, but as you know, the size of my planetary body does not permit this, and hence I must beg you not to refuse to come to my Fal Feifuf. In Martian speech, my boy, Fal Feifuf means a dwelling. I must mention here that the three brain beings of the planet Mars knew our genuine nature from the very beginning, and also the true reason why we were compelled to dwell on their planet. In this, they were unlike the three brain beings of the Earth, who never knew anything and never even suspected who we were and why we existed there. And so, my boy, when I received this invitation from the Honorable Tufneftef, I of course decided to go to him without delay. When I arrived there, after all the prescribed ceremonies and exchange of courtesies, this in the full sense of the word great Tufneftef turned to me as we were talking with a request. And this request was the cause of the crystallization in me of the data that led to my unshakable conviction that the results ensuing from the abnormal existence of the three brain beings on your planet had already begun to act harmfully on the ordinary existence of the three brain beings arising and existing on the planet Mars as regards their potency to perfect themselves as is proper to all three brain beings. I shall try to repeat to you almost word for word in our own speech the contents of this request of the great Tufneftef. He spoke as follows. Your Right Reverence, thanks to the most gracious pardon granted to you from above, you have regained the right freely to fulfill your justly merited wishes. And thanks to this all-enfolding grace, you have all the possibilities, once more, of becoming what you might long ago have been by virtue of your former merits as regards reason. And of course, from now on, Your Right Reverence, you will undoubtedly meet various individuals corresponding to your being who have already reached the highest gradations of reason. And so I take the liberty of addressing myself to you as an old friend with the request that on meeting these individuals, you should remember me, an old being, and not forget to ask their opinion about a fact that in recent years has almost constantly aroused disturbing associations in all my spiritualized parts, and that when you have learned their opinion, you will not fail to communicate it to me somehow or other on a suitable occasion. The point is that during the last few Ftofus, I established very definitely that among the beings of our planet, the Nur Fuftafaf increases with each Ftofu. And along with this, I observed in them a proportional decrease in the intensity of their potency of active mentation. By the way, my boy, the expression Nur Fuftafaf signifies on the planet Mars something like what on the Earth is called willlessness. And the Tufneftef continued, when I first discovered this fact, so deplorable for the beings of our planet, I began to ponder intensively to seek its cause in order to be able to give corresponding indications to those beings who have entrusted themselves to me in their struggle to uproot this lamentable factor recently arisen in their common presence. But in spite of meditating very often and long on this question that constantly agitates me, until now I have not been able to elucidate for myself, even approximately, where the trouble lies and what measures must be taken to destroy this evil. Thus ended the request of the Honorable Tushneftef of the planet Mars. And of course, my boy, I there and then promised my old friend to inquire about all this at my first meeting with a corresponding individual and to communicate the reply to him without fail. Several Martian days after this interview, we left that hospitable planet forever and ascended to the planet Saturn. No sooner had we arrived on the planet Saturn than the chief of our tribe there came to communicate to us the contents of an etherogram he had just received, announcing that the big inter-system ship Omnipresent would not land on the planet Saturn until early in the next Krekhrikra. Krekhrikra on the planet Saturn means a period of time determined by a certain position occupied by this planet in relation, on the one hand, to the sun of its system, and on the other, to another planet of this system called Neptune. In one Saturnian year, there are seven of these definitely established periods, and each of them has its own name. As there still remained, by the time calculation of the planet Mars, almost half a fus before the next Krekhrikra, or by the time calculations of your favorites, about a month and a half, we decided to organize our ordinary being existence in the meantime in a more or less suitable manner. Some of our beings remained on the ship occasion itself. Others found accommodations in the dwellings placed at our disposal by the amiable beings of the planet Saturn. And I, with Ahun, went to Rich, the large populated center of three brain beings, where my friend Gornahur Harha existed. On the evening of our arrival there, I asked this essence friend of mine, during friendly conversation, how the existence of his heir was proceeding. I was referring to my dear external Kestjanian result, or as your favorites would say, my godson, Gornahur Raurch. He thanked me and said that Raurch's existence was proceeding quite well and that he had already become his heir in all respects, having even made the aim of his responsible existence, as he himself had done, the detailed study of the omnipresent substance Okidanoch. After pausing a little, he added that as regards the knowledge he had attained of the cosmic substance Okidanoch, his heir had already, as he expressed it, smelled out its very essence. He then said that thanks to the results of his heir's scientific attainments, not only had all the factors for every conviction previously crystallized in his own being through long years of persevering labors now been totally decrystallized, but he had even destroyed all his inventions for investigating this omnipresent cosmic substance, including his famous non-radiating lamp. And with a deep sigh, he concluded, I am now in full agreement with the opinion of the result of my all, that it was the greatest misfortune for me to have been occupied so long with this, in the objective sense, absolutely irredeemable sin. While conversing further on various topics, we came to speak, in accordance with the flow of associations of being mentation, about the three brain beings breeding on the planet Earth. You remember, I have already told you that my friend Gornahur Harhar was always kept informed of my observations on their strange psyche, and that I even sent him, as well as your uncle Tuilan, copies of certain of my notes. So, as we were talking about these three brain beings who have taken your fancy, Gornahur Harhark asked me, among other things, "Please tell me, my friend, is it possible that the duration of existence of these unfortunates still continues to diminish?" I was beginning to explain to him the present state of affairs regarding this question and the new data I had collected on that abnormality, when just at that moment his result, Gornahur Raurk himself, entered the room. Although the newcomer had exactly the same exterior as his producer, he was very virile and full of youthful fire. When he had taken his place on his perch, in the manner proper to the three-brained beings of that planet, he welcomed me, as is customary for them, in an angelically musical voice, with all sorts of kind wishes and self-satisfying being feelings. And in conclusion, he declared somewhat exaltedly, "Although you are only my Kestranian father, yet in view of the fact that you have fulfilled with such full awareness the divine obligations toward me taken upon yourself during my Kri Hra Kri, there have been crystallized in my common presence with respect to you data equivalent to those which should be in the common presence of every three-brained being towards his own producer. And it is without doubt because of this that I remember you so often in my thoughts, and each time wish that you may always have conditions that lead in the objective sense to a good and happy future. Kri Hra Kri, my boy, is the name given on the planet Saturn to that sacred ceremony which is similar to what is called baptism on the planet Earth. You probably did not understand what I meant when I told you that Gornahur Raurk took his place on his perch. The point is that because of their outer coating, the three-brained beings of this planet gradually acquired the habit of resting in only one posture. That is, after stooping in a special way, they let the whole weight of their planetary body rest on their lower extremities. And for this manner of resting, it became necessary for them to be at a certain height. Hence, the three-brained beings there have the practice of putting up, at a certain height in the rooms where they exist, special bars, which they call perches. I may as well add that these perches of theirs are usually embellished with various knick-knacks or carved with all kinds of designs, just as is done by your favorites, who manifest the same weakness in regard to what they call their furniture. And so, having taken his place on his perch and expressed his welcome, my dear external Kestranian result, or godson, Gornahur Raurk, began to take part in our conversation. Well, my boy, in the course of general conversation on various topics, I asked my godson, among other things, the reason for the crystallizing in his presence of data for engendering his serious interest in elucidating all aspects of the omnipresent cosmic substance Okidanok, thanks to which he had become worthy, like his producer, of making great cosmic discoveries. When young Raurk replied in detail to my question, it became clear to me that the abnormal existence of your favorites was already acting harmfully on the normal existence and the conscious self-perfecting of beings breeding on the planet Mars. And at the same time, thanks to this detailed reply of his, based on scientific foundations, I also elucidated data for clarifying the question which my old Martian friend, the great Tufneftef, had addressed to me. I will try, my boy, to reproduce for you in our language, as exactly as possible, the quintessence of this reply of his. After having thought a little about what I had asked him, Gornahur Raurk replied with deep seriousness. "Early in my existence, at the period when I was still preparing to be a responsible being, I devoted the greater part of my time, as is proper to all three-brained beings at that age, to practicing in order to acquire the potency to deliberate actively for a long time. And it happened by itself that during the intervals for necessary rest, I used to occupy myself with the various experimental apparatuses of my producer. And it was at that period of my existence that I noticed more than once that on certain days, the force and level of my active mentation were perceptibly lower. This discovery aroused in me a subjective interest that engendered in my presence the urgent impulse to acquire a thorough cognizance of the cause of this fact. From then on, I began to pay attention both to myself and to what took place around me in order to seek out the causes. And after one kri, I became completely convinced that this undesirable state occurred in me each time our large life chakan, or dynamo, was in operation. It was precisely this fact, first observed by me at that time, which was the cause of my growing interest in the omnipresent cosmic substance and of my deeply absorbing study of its details. My experiments from the very beginning brought me an incalculable number of proofs of all kinds, both for myself and for others, that the omnipresent substance Okidanoh is a part of the common presence of the atmosphere of our planet, and evidently of the presence of the atmosphere of other planets as well, and that it takes part in the arising of all planetary and surplanetary formations, including, of course, the Kra-Prachlich-Rachnian part of every being, and in the maintenance of their existence. In the course of my further experimental elucidations, I also became entirely certain that although our solar system, like all the other solar systems of the great universe, has its own Ansan Balawiyasar, and that each planet with its atmosphere is the specific place of concentration of one or another class of cosmic substances of the given common cosmic Ansan Balawiyasar, the cosmic substance Okidanoh is nonetheless an indispensable and even predominant part of the presence of each planet. And later, my experiments also showed me that thanks to the common universal equilibrium, this cosmic substance is concentrated in every system in a strictly corresponding proportion and is also distributed in strictly determined proportions among the atmospheres of all the planets of the given system. Consequently, whenever this universal substance is used up in any part of atmospheric space, either by accident or design, it must without fail be replenished to restore the equilibrium of its proportions in the atmosphere. And this takes place by the flowing in of this substance from other places. And this balancing transposition of Okidanoh must be effected not only from one place to another in the atmosphere of each planet, but also from the atmosphere of one planet to that of another. If in this other, for some reason, more than its established norm is used up. Finally, I very definitely made clear to my reason from every aspect and proved to others that the omnipresent cosmic substance Okidanoh, present in our atmosphere and constantly being replenished, is necessary for the common presence of our planet and is the most important factor for every kind of arising and maintenance of existence, and also that the essence of every relatively independent intraplanetary and surplanetary formation, as well as the essence of beings of every brain system and external coating, depends on this substance. And I even proved that the possibility for three-brained beings to perfect themselves and ultimately to blend with the prime cause of everything existing depends exclusively on this substance. I repeat, as a result of all my experimental elucidations, I very definitely cognized for myself and acquired indisputable data for proving from every aspect to all the beings like myself around me that the destruction of the omnipresent cosmic substance Okidanoch in the presence of our planet and of its atmosphere is almost equivalent to the conscious destruction of all the labors and results of the most sacred first cause of everything that exists. With these words, captivated by his theme, my dear godson, the young and high-spirited Gornahua Rauch, finished his discourse.